A Burga de Arriba, the Upper Burga. There is one single stream flowing from both pipes of this fountain. Its temperature is highly above 60 degrees Celsius, and it is the same that powered the former Roman sanctuary. This fountain is the oldest one still in use, the original Burga mentioned in medieval writings. The foundation works started in 1663, when it was discovered, the birthplace of this water. This monument shows a very simple construction, but of historical value. It's a privileged witness of all the changes that took place here well into the 19th century. We must have in mind that the other fountain, the best-known Burga de Abaixo, wasn't built until 1850. In 1841, under this fountain, there was a public laundry with thermal water, as well as other springs channeled linearly. Excess water was used to supply the municipal slaughterhouse, which, by the standards of the time, enjoyed unrivaled hygienic conditions. Beside the Burga, inside the enclosure of the current bathroom, we find reproductions of some of the altars found in the area. It's of special interest the one devoted to Calpurnia Abana Ebosso, the first female character we heard about on that Roman Ourense. Next to it, we find record of other male names, like Quintius, Caius Favorus Iametus, Titus Flavius Flavino, or Memmio Evaristo. The latter, possibly of Greek origin, tells us how different travelers came to Asburgas from distant places. Worshipping the nymphs is written in the altar of Calpurnia Abana Ebosso. This worship will be the main inspiration almost 2,000 years later for the actual figures of the Burga de Abaixo, the lower fountain. So, let's now move our visit to the Burga de Abaixo, the true symbol of the city.